For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.
Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Could be most anything. A peaceful calm, an atomic bomb. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Who knows what tomorrow may bring?
We're listening to a song from an album called Swings and Heartaches. While the inspiration for this music came from places like Kentucky, Tennessee, and other parts of the U.S. South, it's being performed by individuals from a much different part of the world. This is a band called Lily of the West, and its members all hail from the Eastern European nation of Bulgaria. The woman we hear singing is Lily Drumova, who is currently in the U.S. on a Fulbright scholarship studying the history and business of American country and bluegrass music. Part of her time here has been spent at WKU, conducting research with the help of the Folk Studies Department and Erica Brady, co-host of WKU Public Radio's Barron River Breakdown. Lily stopped by our studios to talk about how a nice girl from Bulgaria got caught up in U.S. country and bluegrass music.
That's a long story. It started 20 years ago. I was a student in Vienna, Austria. I was studying economics, and I heard country music for the first time when Emmylou Harris had a concert in Vienna. So I got hooked and started buying CDs. I had a boyfriend then who played guitar and taught me to play a few chords. And I started buying bluegrass and country music CDs. And when I returned to Bulgaria, I formed a band. A bluegrass band, and I called it Lily of the West because Lily is my name, but also my favorite flower. And for the Bulgarians, I came from Austria, which is in the West. So I was the Lily from the West. And that's why I named the band like this. In 1998, we went to the Netherlands where there was a big bluegrass festival and competition, band competition, and we won it. We were voted bluegrass band, European bluegrass band of the year. And since then we started touring in Europe, and we released 9 albums to date.
When you gathered these fellow Bulgarian musicians, had they already been exposed to American country and bluegrass music, or were you introducing it to them for the first time?
Both, yes. When I came back from Austria, I brought lots of CDs and we had enough material to learn from. But also the 3 guys I found, a banjo player, guitar player and bass player, they already knew a little bit about bluegrass because in 1990, Tim O'Brien visited Bulgaria. So the American embassy invited bluegrass musicians from the States to celebrate the fall of communism in 1990 in Bulgaria. Started the changes, so the American embassy brought Tim O'Brien, Laurie Lewis and Sam Bush, who had a concert, and that's when my band colleagues heard bluegrass music for the first time.
You say when you heard Emmylou Harris at that concert in Vienna that you were hooked. What is it about that music that maybe there's something that you could identify with or relate to? Why was it so special to you?
It's hard to say. This is also the topic of my research, why this music is so captivating, why people get hooked. Probably it's the energy in it, probably the melodies, the purity, the sincerity of the songs, the great voices, the instrumentation, the fact that this is acoustic music from the heart, and also the social element. You know, bluegrass is not only music, but it's a friendship, camaraderie, a society that you find everywhere in the world. Some years ago, I was in the States and we visited Wisconsin. And I didn't know anybody there, but I found a banjo player. He invited me on his radio show. And like this, I was part of the community. I was welcomed. And as a bluegrass musician, no matter where you're from, you're welcome everywhere in the world. And that's the great thing about bluegrass, the social element.
Well, let's hear some more music from Swings and Heartaches, the album by Lily of the West. This is track number 6, something called My Window Faces the South. Tell us about that, Lily.
Yes, it's a Bob Wills classic from the 1930s, and it's a very up-tempo, catchy number. Every time when we perform it on stage, there is a big applause, and my little son likes it very much. He knows the words. It also gives a chance to each band member to improvise, to play a solo, and I hope you like it.
My window faces the south. My window faces the south. My window faces the south. I'm almost my window faces the south. And though I'm far from the Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces the south.
Now, American country and bluegrass music, of course, traces a lot of its roots back to the people of Europe who settled this land centuries ago. For you, Lily, being from Bulgaria, is there anything that you hear in American country and bluegrass music that you can relate to in terms of Bulgarian folk music, for example?
Of course there is. Since the American nation is a melting pot of many cultures, these nations brought their culture and music with them. And there are elements also from Bulgaria. For example, if we trace back the origin of the instruments, the banjo came from Africa, the mandolin from Italy, the guitar from Spain, the upright bass from Germany. There are also instruments that came from Bulgaria. For example, a Bulgarian national instrument is a tambura, which is a mixture between guitar and mandolin. And the tambura was imported to Greece. And the British who fought in Greece, they brought it from Greece to Ireland and England. And that's how the bouzouki appeared in Irish folk music. And the Irish settlers brought the bouzouki to America. So there is a link also to Bulgaria.
There's also on this album two tracks that are in Bulgarian language. And I'm not going to do your native tongue a disservice by trying to pronounce them. I'll let you do that since you're the expert. Tell us about track number 8.
It's called Brala Moma Ruža Cvete, which means a lady called Ruža picked flowers. And it's a song from the Rudopi Mountains, probably 300-400 years old. And it's about a young woman who picks flowers and suddenly she hears that her boyfriend is getting married to somebody else. But instead of being sad or, you know, killing herself or doing something terrible, she just cries a little and says, well, bless him, let him be happy. I'll find somebody else. I wish him all the best.
Well, Lily Drulmova, thank you so much for coming in and for speaking with us and for sharing your music with us. And good luck the rest of your time in the U.S. and in Bulgaria.
Thank you for inviting me, Kevin, and all the best to you and the radio station.
We've been speaking with Lily Drulmova, a country and bluegrass musician from Bulgaria. She's currently in the U.S. on a Fulbright scholarship studying the history and business of American country and bluegrass music. She's been conducting research with the help of the WKU Folk Studies Department. And one of her songs is being showcased at the upcoming International Bluegrass Music Association Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina in September. You can find an audio archive of this interview as well as links to YouTube clips featuring Lily and her bandmates at WKYUFM.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.